investigating findings on the Uvalde shooting. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. A report obtained by media outlets from investigators says nearly 400 law enforcement officials rushed to the mass shooting at the Uvalde, Texas elementary school, but systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted more than an hour.
It has been nearly 8 weeks, actually, since all of the horror unfolded in the hallways of Robb Elementary School on what was supposed to be the last week of school. Those kids were in that joint fourth grade classroom watching a movie at the time.
Fox's Casey Stego in Uvalde. The report is critical of state and federal law enforcement, not just local authorities. Can it survive? Many measures of the House's Build Back Better bill could be cut in the Senate.
The president has returned home without really any solution to the problems he left behind. The president's Build Back Better agenda in shambles thanks to Joe Manchin, the West Virginia senator, single-handedly tanked any hopes for climate or energy funding, blaming rising inflation. Progressives are very mad about this. Manchin, however, is willing to pass a smaller package to lower prescription drug costs and extend health care subsidies. The president bowing to that, telling the Senate to take the deal and leave climate and energy to him.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at the White House. The GOP says it has a plan that would stop skyrocketing inflation if Republicans regain control of Congress. Florida Senator Rick Scott on Fox News Sunday.
The Biden administration is a bunch of do-nothing people that all they do is blame. Balance the budget. Start with that. That's the simplest thing we have to do. We've got to figure out how to balance our budget, and we can do it and reduce the cost of government. It's way too high.
The Labor Department says inflation jumped to 9.1% in June. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon goes on trial this week for refusing to cooperate with House lawmakers investigating the riot at the Capitol. Fox's Jill Nato reports from Washington.
Former advisor Steve Bannon's facing criminal contempt charges after ignoring a subpoena from the House January 6 committee. He claimed his testimony is protected by former President Trump's claim of executive privilege. But that changed, and a lawyer for Bannon told the committee Bannon is now prepared to testify after the former president issued his own letter saying he would waive executive privilege. But the criminal trial for Bannon is going ahead with jury selection Monday after the judge in the case said media coverage of Bannon shouldn't be a barrier to selecting an unbiased jury. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
As the U.S. faces record high inflation, many families are struggling to put food on the table. Eric Cooper is president and CEO of Feeding America San Antonio.
Families are struggling. They're leaving the grocery store now with less food in the grocery cart.
Cooper says demand for assistance is rising.
We feed about 90,000 people a week, and that need has gone up to now 100,000 people a week.
Feeding America says 53 million people received assistance from food banks and pantries in 2021. Since then, 80% of food banks surveyed reported an increase in demand. An intense heat wave is simmering parts of Europe. Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth has more.
Here's your high temperatures today. Bordeaux, 107, 102 in Madrid. But by tomorrow, that heat moves a little farther towards the north. So the highest temperature ever in all of England was 101.7. Tomorrow, the forecast in London, 103. And on Tuesday, potentially 105.
Scorching heat is expected to continue. continue today across parts of the central and southwestern U.S. with triple-digit temperatures possible. I'm Joe Chio, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.